From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. With thousands feared dead from yesterday's massive earthquake in Haiti, the Pentagon is gearing up to send thousands of troops, cargo planes, and ships to help the battered nation. President Obama promised earlier to launch an all-out rescue and humanitarian effort to help the Haitian people. David Wimhurst, a spokesman for the UN peacekeeping mission, spoke to NPR from Port-au-Prince. He says the level of destruction around the UN mission, which is on the grounds of Haiti's airport, is devastating.
There are bodies on the road, there are destroyed buildings, there are crashed cars. I mean, and if you go out into the city, the situation just gets worse and worse.
NPR's Tom Bowman has more on the U.S. military's response to the earthquake.
Navy and Coast Guard reconnaissance planes are flying over Haiti in an effort to determine the scope of the damage, Pentagon officials say. Meanwhile, a military assessment team is expected to arrive in Haiti sometime today to pinpoint how much assistance is needed. One official tells NPR, we can't send aid until we know the scope of the problem. The U.S. Air Force is ready to fly in humanitarian medical supplies aboard C-130 cargo planes once they're given the go-ahead. And Navy ships in Norfolk, Virginia are on standby to get underway with additional supplies. Tom Bowman, NPR News. The Pentagon.
In South Florida, a pastor in the Haitian American community says everyone is in shock right now. About 275,000 Haitians live in South Florida. One elementary school principal in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood says there was a lot of crying this morning, especially from the older ones. Secret notes reveal former British Prime Minister Tony Blair promised President George W. Bush that the UK would join military action in Iraq a year before the actual invasion. Larry Miller has more from London.
Britain's inquiry into the Iraq War was told by key Blair aide Alistair Campbell the military commitment to take part in an American-led invasion was outlined in a series of secret notes to President Bush in 2002. Blair's former spokesman revealed the private notes about overthrowing Saddam Hussein were so sensitive they may not have been seen by Britain's defense secretary. Campbell defended the part he played in drawing up the now discredited dossier, suggesting Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, though he denied asking intelligence chiefs to beef up the evidence. He also denied Blair misled Parliament to secure a vote for war. Blair himself is expected to testify to the inquiry in the next few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The trial of a U.S.-trained scientist charged with shooting at FBI agents in Afghanistan is underway in Manhattan. Dr. Aifia Siddique told jurors, "I'm boycotting the trial just to let all of you know." She then placed her head on the defense table and remained silent while prosecutors flashed a photo of her on a television monitor. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 45 points to 10,662. The Nasdaq is up 18. This is NPR. President Obama plans to announce a new fee on big banks tomorrow to try to recoup the money taxpayers spent on the financial bailout. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says Wall Street executives still think nothing has changed. He says the White House will also call on bank executives to issue an apology to the nation. Meantime, four big Wall Street bankers are being grilled on Capitol Hill. A panel is looking into the causes of the financial meltdown and deciding whether the bankers have learned their lesson after employing risky lending practices. A bill intended to severely penalize gay people in Uganda may be withdrawn from Parliament. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has this report from Nairobi.
Homosexuality is already illegal in Uganda, but the anti-homosexuality bill introduced in Parliament last fall goes even further. The bill would in some instances seek the death penalty against gay people, but falling international investment and intense criticism from abroad has prompted a change in tone from Uganda's formerly enthusiastic government. President Yoweri Museveni now says the government must take into account foreign policy interests. Speaking to party members, Museveni reportedly said, "The Prime Minister of Canada came to see me, and what was he talking about? Gays. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown came to see me, and what was he talking about? Gays. Secretary of State Mrs. Clinton rang me, and what was she talking about? Gays." Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Tiffany stained glass and large crystal chandeliers from the Tavern on the Green in New York City are on the auction block today. The landmark restaurant's dining area is being converted to a temporary auction space. Other items for sale include copper weather vanes and garden furniture. The tavern was $8 million in debt. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.